tell me the background. How did you happen to come to Washington?
Well, a lot of people were not too happy about it. What happened was there was a threat through AFTRA of a strike. I was the program manager for their station in Salt Lake City. Dan Mason was the program manager, PD, whatever, of WZGC Atlanta. We were both told, get your best person next to you and see, you know, that you can get to come with you and get them to come back east. We'll be here just in case a strike happens. And it did. We each ended up taking 6-hour shifts, 24 hours of the day, four people.
Including Dan?
Including Dan. Dan Paul. Dan, it was interesting. Dan didn't consider himself that good, so he would do the late evening shift.
Right, yeah. But when you came from Salt Lake, that was 77, had you at that point ever worked at a unionized station before?
Let's see. Yeah, No. I'd worked in Dallas. It was non-union. And believe it or not, I'd worked at an L.A. station that has since become union, but it was a non-union station at that time. And it was owned by Bill Drake and Gene Chenault.
It was a KIQQ?
KIQQ, and it was non-union.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you, when you came into D.C., you didn't know whether or not there actually would be a strike, but obviously that happened. Did you have misgivings about crossing a picket line?
Absolutely. I remember talking to the powers of beast, and they said, hey, look, you want to work for our company or not? And we only ask you to be here temporarily in order to... you know, facilitate us having somebody on the air and on and on and on. So the idea was I was guaranteed that when the strike was over, I could go straight back to my PD gig in Salt Lake City at KAYKFM, as it was called then.
All right. That being the case, and how is it that Dave Fox stayed?
Dave decided he was given the option to stay. Dave was a fantastic, and still is, a production guy. And he did all kinds of things for us out there in Salt Lake City. And then, of course, in Washington, he applied those same skills, and he became the voice of PGC for quite a while.
Yeah, I was the production guy for years. How long did you actually stay at PGC before going back to Salt Lake?
You know, I've lost track of time. It was at least a couple of months.
That long?
Yeah, it was. It was about 8 weeks. And then I was able to leave. I remember the company gave me a pretty good bonus for coming there, so I went down and bought a car to one of the dealerships there that they had a little deal going on, and then I drove that across the country and went back that way.